We don't want to, we won't get into the name game or point the fingers game. That's not what we do. You know, as a team, we know we got to go out there and all three phases have to do their job, and that's the name of the game. You know, we win as a team, lose as a team. You know, all of that is cliche, but that's what it is.
But if you were told before the game that, you know, this defense is going to hold Peyton Manning and the offense to just three field goals, would you have taken the Raiders?
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. I mean, yeah, we you know, defensively we came out, we felt like, you know, we were well prepared, you know, going into the game. It felt like we could do some good things against them. And we're able to, you know, limiting those guys. Just wasn't able to do enough.
You're obviously about wins and losses, but how special was it for you to get a couple interceptions and make a couple momentum change in plays?
You know, really don't even want to talk about the interceptions, you know, just because of the fact that we did lose the game. You know, it was all about, you know, winning the game. I know it was a big deal all week about, you know, that aspect of it, but it's never about that. I mean, those things are the shiny things, shiny, you know, toys that you like, but it's about wins and losses, man, as I said a few days ago. And, you know, our mission is to win our division, and the only way we can do that is to beat the team that's won it in the last few years. And today we dropped the ball on that.
Charles, how are you feeling, and how hampered were you by the shoulder, honestly?
I mean, I just got a few things going on. I can tell you, I've never been so happy going to the bye week. I don't think my whole career, man, it's been a rough couple weeks.
Did you guys do anything differently or do a better job against the tight end, or is that just a case of the opponent dialing things up a little differently?
I mean, you know, the first part of the season, you know, the tight ends, you know, they made some plays on us. But really, it's not about their tight ends and what they're able to do. It's really about us and not executing, you know, our game plan is really what it comes down to. Today we did a great job of executing. You know, being able to get off the field is important, you know, to your team, to your defense. And we were able to get off the field on a number of occasions today and made tackles when we needed to. So, I mean, it was a good game. And overall, just limiting all of those guys. It's not about the tight end or one specific group. So
Charles,
trying to limit them all.
Charles, I know it's about the winner losing, but was it fun out there to be kind of dueling with Peyton on some of those passes?
I just like being on the field. You know, I don't want to. The reason why I get roped into talking about Peyton is just because of the respect that I have for Peyton. You know, he's been one of the greatest players in this league, man, for a long time. We've both been in 18. And, you know, he's still doing great things, and I have a great deal of respect for Peyton. And, you know, that's why, you know, I allow myself to get into that conversation about intercepting him and all that sort of thing. But again, you know, it's about wins and losses.
Are you pretty much going to run any interception out of the end zone under any circumstances?
No question. Just get a block.
I know you're not for moral victories, but a few plays here and there, then it would have probably been a different outcome. So is there any positives you can take out of a loss like this to one of the best teams in the league?
Well, it's always positives. I mean, in any game, you know, there's always positives. But what it boils down to is you know, at the end of the game, you got to make the play. You know, your team has to make the play. Today it was their team that made the play. That you know, the pick, you know, to the house, that was tough. You know, so, you know, they made a play, a couple big plays at the end, and we weren't able to do it. The way it goes.
After the pick six, did you say, okay, yep, it's done, it's over?
You don't say it's over, it hurts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because we did have some momentum, we were driving the ball down the field, so yeah, it hurt for sure.
What is your message to the younger guys on the unit, you know, considering the last two losses have been so painful in this kind of fashion?
There's really no message. I mean, those guys don't like to lose either, you know, so it's not much you have to say. But I think all of us, you know, on this team, we feel like we have a very good team. You know, we played a team that came in undefeated, you know, so they're a very, very good team, too. Again, you know, it comes down to the end of the game, who makes the plays. But, you know, those guys, young guys, play well. And like I said, they believe in this team and what we have, and we'll be fine going forward.
Charles, how well are you playing just in your scale? I mean, are you playing like you were playing 5 years ago? Can you measure that?
No, I don't think you can. I mean, I think I'm playing okay. I think I can play a lot better, actually. You know, there's when I watch film and, you know, I see myself breaking on the ball or coming up on a tackle or anything, you know, there's always things I can do to get better. So I think I'm playing okay. But
you had the pick in the last game in the fourth quarter. You have two picks in this game. Do you measure yourself?
Got to come up with another one. That's honestly how I feel. You know, you get interceptions in a game. You try to win the turnover battle. You know, but when it comes down to it, you know, one team has to make the play at the end to win it. And last week they were able to go down, you know, and get a field goal, win the game. Today, you know, they made a play at the end to put their team up. And so you feel like, man, if you get one, you got to get two. If you get two, you got to get three.